So that I could see the strings in low light conditions. And so this is really cool. If I go like this.
Whoa!
Whoa! Lights come on and yeah. Very cool, and they can change, and there's even
with
like I haven't quite integrated that yet. Okay, so that is really cool.
Yankee Doodle Dandy for
that. Right. Well, that's really cool, but the problem is how do I turn it off?
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway. Well, that is the problem. There's two problems. One, the battery is about 4 or 5 pounds down here. The harp weighs 11 pounds, so that's a problem. I can only use that little thing, which you saw is already a problem. I can't turn it on and off. And on stage, I can't attenuate it. So I'm either on or I'm off. So it is actually distracting. So if anybody knows about that kind of thing or can take a look at it, I love the lights, but I need to make them so that they're much more user-friendly. So that's the thing. Oh, my website is hipharp.com. And my next show is January 26th at the Center for Arts in Natick. And it's an all-blues show. That's one of the songs. So that's the deal. Any questions?
What band were you in?
I was on tour with a guy named Steve Vai.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so he's a legendary rock guitarist who likes having an exotic instrument in his band. So I have a blog where I wrote a lot about what it was like to do that, because it was a completely new experience and completely out of my comfort level. And there's one blog called Building a Box Out of Fog that gives you a sense of just how discombobulating it was to go from one language to another.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so great that you can articulate that. Not many people can have the experience and articulate it.
Well, I hope the blog is clear.
That's what's so helpful to other people, though. That's really great.
Well, great. That's actually what I'm trying to do a lot with my blog, is go into my process, whether it's confusing or not, and reveal it for other people, as well as to get feedback on it.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.